Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Bulls are off and running. And Dan and Jason Bernstein are here to keep you up to date with the Stampede. You're listening to Organizations Win Championships.
Episode 74 of the Organizations Win Championships podcast is upon you. I'm Dan Bernstein. That's Jason Bernstein. And our producer, James Jackson, is along with us as well. This is an Odyssey 2400 Sports podcast.
Stretch your hair first.
What are you doing with my hair?
I don't know. I'm just looking. There we go.
Where nominally we discuss the Chicago Bulls, but thankfully the Chicago Bulls season has been over for a bit. And
it's been stress free.
You know what we have on our television?
This dude.
That didn't take long.
This dude.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, John Collins, for doing this. You're a great player, and he even had a poster this year, and he's the kind of player that I would want the Bulls to have. However, Anthony Edwards is also the kind of player I would want the Bulls to have. He's ridiculous.
Let the record show, Jason is popping his t-shirt, which is a screen.
They know what it is.
People who are watching know what it is. People who are listening will need it described.
Oh, yeah.
The concept of the podcast.
Oh, don't spit in my face. Pause.
He's wearing a black t-shirt with a screenshot.
It's the cover of a Slam magazine of Anthony Edwards' dunk on John Collins, captioned "The Poster Child."
Yes.
That's what it is. And he was going to take 10 years to do it because it would take 10 years off of my life. And he needs to make everything the most unnecessarily.
Why did you mess up my
descriptive
hair? What did you
and
do?
Annoying.
It's not unnecessary. It is necessarily descriptive.
No, you can just say, you don't even have to say black t-shirt. You could just say a t-shirt with Anthony Edwards dunking on John Collins as a Slam magazine cover.
But why wouldn't you if you're not saying what color the t-shirt is, you're not doing your job.
But it doesn't, it's not play by play or doing color for an NBA game.
I'm describing something.
Dad, all that matters is what is on the t-shirt, not the color of the t-shirt.
If someone wants to picture what you're wearing, you have to say the color of the t-shirt.
I don't care what color. I don't care what color they picture the t-shirt, as long as they see Anthony Edwards dunking on John Collins in their head.
You're missing. Wait, every time you listen to a Cubs game, you hear how they give the uniform descriptions. They will describe the gray road jerseys with the yellow piping for the Pirates or whatever it may be.
What I'm saying
he's describing you, the listeners,
our listeners,
as these people. Listen to it. I would be offended if I were listening to this and say, who is Jason Bernstein to describe us, the loyal audience of the Organizations Win Championships podcast, as these people? See, you're so beneath him. Think about what he's doing to you. You don't deserve the specificity. You don't merit it. That's what he's thinking.
No, what I'm saying is we're not the Chicago Cubs broadcast. We're the OWC podcast.
Correct.
And so we can do, or I, as a co-host, have as much power as you do to describe what I'm wearing.
Then do
as
it better.
Much.
Then do,
no,
then
I don't
do,
have
then
to.
Do it better. Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, there's a proper way and an improper way to
you're
describe
You're wearing
it.
A physical therapy shirt because you're old and breaking down, you piece
That's
of...
not why I'm wearing it. Why am I wearing it?
Because it was free.
Bingo. That's why I'm wearing it. That you paid $30 for.
Yeah, and it was really worth it. It looks better than that piece of garbage you're wearing. Not even going to say the physical therapy brand that's on there.
They helped me fix my knee. I paid them a lot of money to do it, but they helped me fix my knee. It was very nice.
Yeah, and it's already gone to shit again.
They can start at other parts of my body, too, and we could just have a checklist. But he's
penis up first.
Please fix this, sir. We're going to call the police. Hello? Can you fix this? No, I'm sorry. That's beyond repair.
We're sorry. Going... it was too easy.
We're going to have that removed. You are? Yes, we can do that.
Hi,
here.
My name's Dan Bernstein. I am a penis amputee.
I'm here to tell my story.
I had one too many chicken legs from Popeyes, and it really did a number on my wiener.
Although Popeyes does sound good. It always does, actually, frankly. Even if it does end with your wiener falling off, it's still worth it. Still Popeyes. So your guy, by the way, your guy, okay. Anthony Edwards, is a
problem.
Thing. An absolute thing. And foreshadowing, if you are a fan of Anthony Edwards, you're going to want to stick around for the showdown. Because I knew, I had a feeling what he was going to do. And even though I filled this out at work, on the back of a sheet at work.
I'm not even going to look.
I don't want you to look because we're going to see how many of these you can get right. But he's
just going to be Anthony Edwards trivia, just like you did with Javonte Green.
No, it's not.
Oh.
No, he's doing a little bit of everything, though. And he is.
Or maybe stats.
He's scoring in at every level on the court. Like
his mid-range jump shots matter, which is weird because he offsets it with good defense, dunks, and a lot of threes. And considering that I like seeing these teams in the semifinal.
In the Elite Eight?
Yeah, it's you got a lot of teams that haven't won in a while. Celtics haven't won in a minute. Pacers, Knicks, T-Wolves, Mavs, Thunder. I mean, the Mavs won in 2011. Even the Cavs, it was 8 years ago already.
Mm-hmm. God. And this appears to be, if you follow the national media, we should not be surprised, is Knicks dominant. Because when the Knicks are good.
Yes, obviously, it's New York. But have you seen those videos?
Of the fans?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we've been watching those for years.
Oh, my God.
They're a riot.
Oh, my. They're insane.
Yes.
This Joel Embiid, I wipe my ass with this thing.
Yeah, tell you what I'm gonna do. I've been out here.
I mean, those guys have been doing that for years. That's so crazy. If it's the same guys, they at least usually. I won't declare them front runners because they were doing it when the Knicks were awful. The same stuff.
Of course they were.
Yeah. So which is cool.
I think Knicks Pacers is gonna be a really fun series.
Do you?
You think the Knicks are gonna kill them?
I think they're gonna kill them.
Really?
Yeah. I say
Bucks suck.
That is true. They are bad, but the Knicks aren't—they're not done yet. Celtics will get them.
I think the Thunder Mavs series is going to be great, just because of Luka and Kyrie versus Shea and J Dub and his Avengers.
Turn on Siri?
I didn't.
What the hell is that? Shut up! You turned on my phone for some reason.
I'm magical.
It must be that. You were talking about.
I just think the Thunder and Mavs is going to be a really fun series. Obviously, the T-Wolves Nuggets is going to be great. It's probably someone who is the current face of the NBA in Jokic versus somebody who is not necessarily looking to be the face of the NBA, but somebody who's looking to be the next big superstar. And I think he has every opportunity and all the talent and the willpower to be able to do so. I've hopped on the bandwagon. I'm a Timberwolves fan for the playoffs.
Clearly you have. And with these remaining eight teams,
Cavs-Celtics are going to be boring as hell.
You think?
Yeah. I think the Celtics are going to kill them, and I just don't think it's going to be an entertaining brand of basketball. I'd love to see Boston, New York in the
semifinals. That would be fun. The lessons to be learned looking at these teams, though, if you're the Bulls, and they can't do it overnight. First of all, with every game I watch, I feel like the Bulls are further away because of the star power, the youth, and the athleticism out
there. Even Orlando.
The youth and athleticism. All Orlando needs is shooting, and then they become formidable.
Trade for Zach LaVine, please.
Hey, we got a shooter here. You want to talk to
He's
us?
Athletic, too.
He's super athletic. He's really a great defensive player, something, maybe.
You guys already have enough defenders on your team.
Because they get shooting. They're tough. What we must make sure we do is somehow find a way to get that Chet Holmgren SGA commercial off the airwaves.
I don't care.
That what a pro wants, what a pro
needs.
I don't care.
What
focus group did they run that past that said, oh, yeah, more of this? More of this. Like, how did anybody look at that commercial? First of all, know what the hell they're singing, why they're singing it, and then how that is trying to advertise something to me.
Isn't it DirecTV?
Is it?
Or it's either DirecTV or AT&T, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I already have DirecTV, so they don't have to advertise it to me anymore.
Okay. It's just I really think they care about you specifically.
They should and they should send me free t-shirts too, that way I'll wear them on the podcast if people want. So you have stuff all over you here.
Yeah, it's called lint.
It's like a dog hair or something. You've been wrestling dogs and I haven't been looking.
Yes, call me Michael Vick.
Like in the middle of the night you've been oh, that's what it is. It's from when the dog was here.
Probably because the dog's fur gets everywhere.
And the dog sleeps on your bed when you're not here.
Yeah, I've been here for...
Because you smell most like dog. Of the people here, the dog's like, hey, a dog lives here.
No, it's because I'm a DAWG and so is the dog that we get.
Ugh. Ow, quit it.
I barely touched your whiskers, no pun intended, with the dogs.
No, he gave me a wet willy the other day.
It was last night and it wasn't even spit. It was a cup of water. And I put my finger in it and he was pissing me off because he's Dan Bernstein and I shoved my finger in his ear.
Yeah, that was, yeah, don't do that anymore.
Why not?
Because I didn't like it.
Then just wear these headphones all the time.
I might. All the time. Just constantly walk around in them. Think I'd get some looks?
You have a wife. It's fine.
What are you listening? I don't know.
If I did it, I wouldn't do it. But if you have a wife, so it's okay.
That's right. I can do whatever I want. Doesn't matter. I can listen to the OWC podcast all the time in my awesome Sony
butt
headphones.
Naked as well.
I can walk around.
Technically, you wouldn't be butt naked.
Because I'd be wearing these.
Right.
I could wrap the cord around my loins. That'd be a good look for me.
Well, you should shave like a special design in your chest hair and your
and then just be that guy. I could, and then go fishing and walk around the lakefront. The good look.
It's great.
Yeah, I'd fit in with the crazies out there because believe me, there are some.
You'll be in the tabloids.
So this guy makes me last night. He says, "Hey, you want to watch a movie?" And anytime I ask him to watch a movie,
I do it most of the time.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
When you were like 11, you did.
I still do.
Every once in a while. You owe me a bunch of movies.
No, I don't. How often do I make you watch
me watch the entire season of Ted Lasso.
That's not a movie.
And
it's because I watched a movie.
Which one?
Forgot what it was. It was what? Oh, it was the...
Oh, it was bad.
It was the Mel Brooks one.
No, it wasn't. It was Top Secret, wasn't it?
No, it was the Mel Brooks.
Oh, the producers?
Yeah.
But you had to watch that because of school.
No, it wasn't. Was it the producers? It was something.
So anyway, I forgot
what it was. It was a comedy.
I had never seen Step Brothers. And everyone's like, oh, you've never seen Step Brothers. And I thought, okay, Adam McKay directed it. It's the people I like.
Ferrell and John C.
It's all generally funny people doing the
It's hilarious. Stuff.
It has its moments.
It is hilarious, but terrible.
So you admit it's terrible.
Oh, of course.
Okay,
but it doesn't make it
correct.
It doesn't warrant it. Like it's not entertaining.
I didn't
it's
say
incredibly
that.
Entertaining.
But it's bad.
So what?
Okay,
it's supposed to be.
The funny moments are funny. The unfunny.
I just
moments...
like the compilations of things when they go in for job interviews and the fart and the.
Yeah, I mean it's.
I
was laughing at the funny
hard.
Parts. Yes, but the unfunny parts were just like abusive and uncomfortable and angry. It's a really mean movie.
but it's funny.
It's super mean. It's really surprisingly mean for a comedy that's supposed to be kind of lighthearted. I think it was all right. It is no Blades of Glory.
You're just a schmuck.
It is not Blades of Glory.
It is not true. Blades of Glory is good, and there's a story.
It's a movie. And it's not just like a collection of improv sketches where they happen to be playing the same characters. But they connected. There's a lot more.
Not the production's better. Dudes in night vision goggles.
It's better that way. Where were we? So we talked Celtics, Cavaliers, Nuggets, T-Wolves. I think
you need to get that whalebone brush for your hair.
What did he call it?
The Verticoli.
Yeah, this is Verticoli.
But it's made out of illegal whalebone. They only make 11 per year.
And then when it bobs up in the river,
they think he's dead.
I know, because that's supposed to be like the doll head from Aliens, Newt's doll head named Casey. That's supposed to indicate that she's dead, which is, it serves the same effect.
Sweet.
You didn't get that part?
No.
Really?
No.
You've seen Aliens?
It was a while ago.
All right, we need to do different movies with you.
I need you to be less of a poop.
Good luck with that.
Your
ideal Final Four then for the NBA.
As a fan. Ooh, I don't know. Thunder or Mavs, either one. Timberwolves. And I kind of Knicks Celtics would just be really fun.
But I don't want Jokic to go away. I want both the Timberwolves and the Nuggets to stick
I would
around.
Like for that to be the conference finals.
Right.
It kind of is. Oh, no, because I think either the Thunder or the Mavericks could beat either of those. I think anything can happen in the West. I think all four teams are really good, and they're the best four teams in the West. And anything can happen. In the East, I find it hard not to believe that the Celtics... I find it hard to believe that the Celtics wouldn't make it to the finals. I think the Knicks would probably be the next best team. And New York in the finals would be pretty awesome.
Yes, it would. Tom Thibodeau on a national stage dealing with that level of media responsibility would be great. I just want
to see Edwards torch everybody.
Well, turn on your television tonight.
Yeah, I will.
Because he's doing that. From NBA to WNBA, the Chicago Sky have made a splash by drafting
Camila Cardoso
and Angel Reese, and they're just not ready for it. The organization had a brutally embarrassing opening press conference
compared to other Angel teams, Reese. And not just Caitlin Clark. The production that other teams have had with their new star players, even the ones that have been going viral on TikTok for being attractive, that everybody loves. And like the Seattle Storm have been doing a lot of work with Nika Mule to make sure she has a social media presence. And Angel Reese has had a huge following. Cardoso, not as big as Reese, but Cardoso has also had a social media following. And I haven't seen any sort of production from the Chicago Sky giving the people what they want when it comes to both Chicago fans and WNBA fans.
They're a bare bones organization that is not ready to meet the moment, and they should have been investing, preparing, priming the pump, getting everything they can do.
Don't say priming the pump again.
Why? Do you know what it means?
Yes, I
know. What does it mean?
It means getting it ready to blow something up. Like when you're trying to pump up a basketball, you have to lick the needle.
That is not what priming the pump means. When you dig an oil well, stop flipping me off. When you dig an oil well and they're trying to pump the oil up from the ground.
You have to prime the pump to make sure it's ready.
They have to put oil in to make sure that everything, you know, all the tubes and everything are filled to create whatever it is, the suction or the siphoning power to get everything up.
So you can't go back to go forward almost.
Yes. Yeah, so to prime the pump,
when you have to make a really sharp left turn, you have to go a little bit to the right first. You prime yourself.
No. No. That's not.
No, but it makes sense in my head. Whoever is listening to this, I love you, and you will understand.
He doesn't love you.
Yes, I do. I love you more than this.
No,
schmuck.
No. You can tell that he thinks that you don't deserve a proper description of a T-shirt.
Ow. Oh my God, that was hard.
Yes. Now that was unnecessary.
I hope it came through.
I'm reporting this. I'm reporting. What, you flicking me in the forehead?
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is a
just
this
like
is,
you in the temple. You would have crashed.
Well, the rabbi would have said something. This is
God damn it.
This is
oh
what? Okay, there.
As much as the Bulls are annoying, this is what happens when they're not playing. Caitlin Clark is really good.
Yeah.
Let's go.
And of course, in the one highlight that the first highlight you showed me, she has an awesome push off because
she's Reggie Miller.
It's my favorite thing about, because she will untangle herself violently from a defender.
And this time it was with the ball.
She's like, yes.
But she's really good at getting away with it because she doesn't extend her arm. She just, bip, and then they go flying.
And at least that and organization,
she makes shots.
Well, and we'll see if Diana Taurasi, her antagonist. That's going to be hard for her. It's going to be difficult at every stage.
Caitlin Clark would destroy Diana Taurasi in her prime any given day of the week. Don't care. I don't care. Ooh. I don't care. There's nobody who is coming to the WNBA playing like Caitlin Clark because really the, in her first and. Was she's 40. She's 40 and old, and I'm saying in her prime, nobody would have to face guard Caitlin Clark. No, nobody's had to face guard anybody in the WNBA from the logo like they have been doing to Caitlin Clark in her first preseason game as a rookie.
Yeah, and that was actually a really good defensive player.
Steph Curry wasn't getting that sort of respect until 6-7 years into his career.
That's true. And also, I know we're going back here, what we were discussing here. Our producer is a wonderful professional and a fabulous human being with a terrible movie take. He says that Will Ferrell's best sports movie is Semi-Pro.
Not my favorite. I think it's funny, but it's not my favorite.
No, I mean, Blades of Glory is just better. If you count Talladega Nights.
Well, is Blades of Glory a sport?
Yes!
Figure skating?
Oh, but are you kidding? Fine. With the production, TV production and Jim Lampley and everything? Yeah.
Sure.
It's absolutely a sports movie. And I think Semi-Pro is bad.
I think it's funny. And the best part of that movie, as in Blades of Glory in some moments, is Will Arnett.
Yes.
Because Will Arnett is just great.
Yeah, the drunken former player broadcaster character is good. He's fine in that role. I
remember when they used to be alive.
What are we doing? Skating. I didn't like
nothing breaks a team up faster than herpes.
I was not a big Semi-Pro fan, even though I totally understand the whole thing. I lived the life of the fly-by-night basketball league and actually had done games from Saginaw, Michigan, right next to Flint.
Oh, Jesus. Good for
no,
you.
No, it's true.
But you're just tuning your own horn. I didn't want to say anything more graphic.
The actual team was the Mid-Michigan Great Lakers that they played at the Saginaw Civic Center, and their mascot was Sammy the Slammin' Salmon. I am not making this up. It is absolutely true.
Who?
And that...
Who?
Who what?
Cares. Stop. It's just ridiculous.
I like that, actually. I have to try to use that. That's fun. Do you want to get to the showdown?
Sure. I mean, what are we doing?
Because we're pre-draft, but we haven't had the pre-draft camp here. You should go cover that. And it started out as the college showdown, but now it is just the NBA.
We're going to start to do college showdown, I assume, a little bit more once the draft happens. And
new dudes. Yeah, absolutely.
And yeah, just new players.
All right, I'm going to go first.
Okay.
Now, because you are such a huge Anthony Edwards fan, mm-hmm. I'm sure you know that in the history of the Minnesota Timberwolves, what year did they join the NBA? Do you know?
Early 90s, mid 90s?
1989.
Okay.
The number, another sound. Another summer. Sound of the Funky Drummer.
Ugh.
What?
You.
Music hitting your heart because now you got soul. Brothers, come on. Fight the power? Nothing? Nothing. You are the power. I'll fight you. So Anthony Edwards. No, you are. You're the power. I'm going to fight you. Anthony Edwards at 22.9 points per game.
I'm the beef. 29.9, you said?
22.9. Oh. All time. Leader by a couple of hundredths or thousandths as the all-time Minnesota leader in points per game. There are 9 more names on this list All I expect you to get are the four others who are active NBA players. If you get any of these,
scored 20, like
who just are top, these are the top 10 points per game average
in Timberwolves
history. In Timberwolves franchise history. Okay. They're four. Fine. They're four active, and if you get any of the others, it's bonus points.
Okay, Kevin Garnett.
Kevin Garnett's fifth at 19.8.
Oh yeah, because he had that late stint. All right, so it'll be Cat.
He's second. He is also at 22.9, but slightly under Anthony Edwards.
Cat's good. Active. Andrew Wiggins.
Very good. He's sixth.
And Zach LaVine.
No.
No? Oh, he was crappy with them.
Wiggins is sixth at 19.7.
Active.
Active. Two more active.
Gobert?
No.
I didn't think so. Jaden McDaniels. No.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Not going to be Mike Conley.
Correct.
Naz Reid.
No.
Is this player currently, is the active player currently a Timberwolf?
Neither of the two remaining active players.
I already got, you said four more after Edwards. I got Cat.
Yep.
Wiggins.
Correct. There's two more. And if you happen to get numbers 3 and 4 and 8 and 10 of the former players, I would be very impressed.
And Nikola Pekovic?
No, Peck! Love that guy, who looked like one of the villains from Superman 2.
Wait. Thaddeus Young?
No.
Okay.
No, it is not Thaddeus Young.
Got it.
Yes, we got a Nikola Pekovic mention.
Man.
That was the guy who's like...
I think that's where Corey Brewer was when he scored that 50 game. That 50 ball.
Nikola Pekovic's face was like all beard. Like he had like beard on his forehead.
This guy, Chicago legend, and was great. Not great, but his best NBA stint outside of Chicago was probably with the Timberwolves. Derrick Rose?
No.
Okay.
It is not Derrick Rose.
Sam Cassell?
No, not a bad guess. But so the I will say the number
Shabazz Muhammad.
Number three all time was there.
Don't say anything.
Don't say anything.
Yeah.
Well, then pick up the pace there, Sparky.
So Cat is the only active Timberwolves player to be on this list, other than Anthony Edwards. And is there a minimum games played?
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay. Because I don't want it to be like, I remember Greg Monroe played there for 10 for on a 10 day. No. And I maybe he scored 30 in a game.
I don't want like on a 10 day. Yeah. Yep. Nope.
But okay, active players. It's not going to be Jeff Teague.
It is not going to be Jeff Teague.
He wasn't there for long enough.
We've got a big and a guard.
A big and a guard.
Mm-hmm.
A big for the Tim. Don't say anything.
I have to say something.
No, you don't. Otherwise, Kevin Love.
Kevin Love is seventh.
I'm an idiot.
Okay. Kevin Love is seventh. Very good.
Yeah, he was great with them. I kind of forgot.
Yeah, like that. If you start making a Hall of Fame demon. Case, mm-hmm. you start doing that. Probably not.
A guard.
Mm-hmm.
A guard who is
pretty good and kind of had a resurgent year.
Really?
Kind of drifted around. I mean, obviously a very talented player.
And just had a good season.
I thought so, yeah.
Bench?
I think he started. I know at least at some point during the year he started. Yeah.
Okay.
So should I give you the others while you try to get this guy?
No, I don't want you to say anything. You said no for a fact he started for a bit. So
yeah.
Eastern Conference?
No. Western Conference.
Is it a Laker?
Yes. It is a Laker.
Minnesota guard?
Yep.
A good player?
Yeah.
Like really talented?
Yeah.
Am I stupid?
No, I wouldn't call you stupid. It's hard to remember that he was on the Lakers.
Point guard?
He can. He's not really a point. He can play a little combo guard in a pinch, but I wouldn't. I'd say he's
more of a two.
Scorer, yeah.
Scorer?
Yeah.
Young?
Nah,
30-ish?
Maybe around 30. Confident young man. Never lack for confidence.
Was he a Bull ever?
He was not.
Can you give me the college?
Yes, he went to Ohio State.
Oh, D'Lo.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
Yes.
D'Angelo
Russell. Okay.
Yeah. So I should have gotten that. That was bad.
Those are the actives. Now the others.
I kind of forgot about D'Lo.
The others, third in their history, is their first great player, who was their leading scorer starting in 1989, was Tony Campbell.
Would not have gotten that.
Number four, Al Jefferson.
Okay. Now, I want to see if I can get some of these.
You're not going to get these.
I probably could have gotten Al Jefferson.
Number eight was kind of a scary dude. Like off the court. Had some all kinds of issues off the court. Several incidents.
Gilbert? Did Gilbert Arena start?
No. This guy... No, this guy was, I believe, a slam dunk contest champion. It's still one of the greatest dunks of all time. Isaiah J.R. Ryder was eighth. And 10th all-time, Googs, Tom Gugliotta.
Wow. I only would have gotten Al Jefferson.
Okay.
So
pretty good. All right. Not bad. My turn.
My trivia
is
going to be golf-related, because it's me.
Golf-related?
Who?
What? When are you allowed to do golf ones?
Who are the four NBA players who have a golf handicap under 10? Not including Michael Jordan, because I don't know. He definitely doesn't. There are rumors that he's a 3.
No.
That's just not true.
No. So,
like a recorded handicap, two are relatively recent retirees within the past 5 years for both of them, and two are current players.
Steph Curry,
number one. He's in between a scratch and a 2 handicap.
So we have two current players and two recently retired former players.
Yeah, and you already got one of the current players. There, the other current player is also over 30.
Wow.
Easily.
I don't even know who the golfers are.
I would say this is going to be probably, this is the first one's easy. The rest of them relatively difficult. You'll know who all these guys are.
I'm sure I will. But I just don't know.
Guards.
That makes sense. And all guards. Now, is anybody like a all-star level player other than Curry?
One was a one-time all. They're all kind of in their prime fringe all-stars.
Is it somebody like Chris Middleton?
Not Chris Middleton, but they're
like
kind of. I would say like, one of them has just been really good for a while.
Is it Ricky Rubio?
No, but kind of
recently retired Spaniard. I just sort of picture
all,
him.
All from United States.
All okay. All of this is. I don't even know where to begin. Any Bulls?
No. Wait. Yes. One former Bull.
One retired. Recently
retired. Only, I believe, only played one season with the Bulls. But we love him.
We love him.
At least we used to.
Nate Robinson?
No, but right era.
DJ Augustine?
No.
Mike James, John Lucas III.
Better. Was a one-time All-Star, not as a Bull. It was just a few years after, like 2 or 3 years after.
A few years after he was a Bull?
Yes.
He became an All-Star?
Yes. For just because he could do one thing really well.
Shoot threes?
Yes.
So he was an...
I would love him on this Bulls team.
It's not Lowry. It's not... No. Like, it's somebody who... You would love him on this Bulls team. Korver?
Yep.
Kyle
Korver, I believe, is a 4 handicap.
Okay.
Kyle Korver. Which makes sense. I mean, you look at him. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. The white. Come on.
Yeah.
He looks like a golfer.
Yeah. You could see him in like a KPMG hat.
And the other two guys are not white. Just letting you know. Just for reference. Because a lot of golfers are, is what I'm saying.
Yes.
And that just might help you. One is current, one is former.
One is current, one is former.
Around the same age, probably, though.
But you said it's all guards. So all guards. I'm trying to think of somebody counterintuitive, like Nick Van Exel or...
Recent retiree. What do you mean counterintuitive?
I'm just like somebody who you wouldn't think like would... Like,
one of them you should... like.
Do they grow up with golf?
No, I don't know, but one of them you should know because it was actually a story that he about golf with this guy.
A story about golf with this guy.
Yes.
A story about how good he was?
Not particularly. I mean, he's solid.
I'm trying to think of guys that like have the is it a gambling story?
No.
Okay. I really don't know. I don't even know where to begin.
To tell you?
Yeah.
The guy that I was talking about, J.R. Smith.
Oh, I knew that. He went back to college.
Started playing golf.
He had his college eligibility at
NCANT.
Was it NCANT? Okay. I should have known that.
8 handicapper. And this one was probably the hardest one just because, however, I mentioned him in when you asked me this trivia. Mike Conley is a 7 handicapper.
I did not know that.
Yeah. You can kind of see it, though, the way he moves and.
It's hard to tell. It's hard to tell. There's some people who are marvelous athletes and terrible golfers.
And the other way
around. Yeah. Yeah.
And Mike Conley. This is according to a bunch of different websites that I looked up this question and there were no real answers, but these were the 4 names that I saw consistently. And,
good question.
And all the handicaps were kind of around this area.
That's a really good question. I like it. So when we convene next, we might have some data and some information that is coming out of the Chicago pre-draft gathering at Wintrust. Maybe we should get a credential and give me your work schedule for next week. Let's see what we can
do. I don't have my work schedule for next week.
Well, when you get it, and we'll
see. Just to interview players?
No, stuff? Maybe watch some of the drills and...
right and then talk to play prospects.
Maybe
I think Bronny's gonna be there.
Don't
right?
you want to watch a Dalton Connect do around the worlds? You know, and they're all running the same stuff, and you can watch them run NBA things and see who fits where. So you want to see that's fun. So that's going to do it for OWC number 74. Thank you for joining us. Make sure that you like and rate it highly and say nice things about it and subscribe. That's important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do all the things as we say and just aspire to be Anthony Edwards when you do all that stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.